So today is the most auspicious occasion of Kartik Purnima. And it is also Sri Krishna Rama. And it is the well, from Omkar's point of view, the long-awaited and eagerly anticipated day of his initiation. Omkar has been doing very regular and steady service for many years. He's also been going for Rajamandala Purikrama, Navadvip Purikrama.
Negative side, the positive side is chant.
Powerful. suffer to chant without offense. Because if we chant with offense, if we chant mechanically, if we chant inattentively, we won't feel the effects of chanting. And therefore, we will think that the glories of chanting are exaggerated or imagined. But as soon as we make the effort to chant with attention, we're conscious that the holy name is Krishna. That chanting is not just a process or an activity, but is actually a relationship. Just entering into and developing and deepening a relationship with Krishna, who is not different from holy name. When we actually feel that we are spending time with Krishna, so we want to be very attentive to Krishna. We're inviting Krishna. So we want to be very attentive to him. So when we at least show him the courtesy of attention, he will reciprocate. Just like any guest, if you're very attentive to a guest will appreciate your hospitality, your service, your care, your attention. So the same way Krishna is the holy name will also appreciate our care and attention when we repeat his name and hear his name with care and attention. And he will reciprocate with us for our effort. And when we feel Krishna's reciprocation, we'll realize ultimately that there is a great hope, that there is small thing is a matter of agitation or a matter of exaggeration, but it's real. And that will come to the stage where we'll find that everything that we have read in the scriptures about the holy name is not sufficient to glorify the actual position of the holy name, the mercy of the holy name. But when we can mechanically, attentively, absentively, then tell what is the virtue of chanting all these statements or exaggeration. And that's what happens. Then, to consider the offense, consider the chanting of the holy name to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned as Vedas, which is actually conduct. Should not chant for material advancement, but sometimes the idea to get some material results. Ritualistic performance meant to get some material very critical that will make their situation worse. That's a felt on our part because we are dealing not only them to offenses against the Holy Name, against the Holy Soul. Someone doesn't have a say. We can engage them in service, we can engage them in chanting, engage them in taking prasad. But if we preach too strongly or too openly, they may revolt their minds, they may revolt, and then, they may argue or protest, criticize, and they'll make things worse for them and for us. And then the tenth of them, not to have complete faith in the Holy Name and to maintain material attachments after understanding the instruction of the matter. Of course, we discussed this as well. If we have faith in the Holy Name, if we have faith in Krishna, then we won't cling to material attachments. No, that all of our desires can't be fulfilled by Krishna, and will be fulfilled by truly surrendered. So we play out everything we have in Krishna on a day to day basis, or for her to be truly not to be sure. So my mind and Deha, my body, Deha, my home, my family member, my possessions, a yogi, or whatever is mine, but it makes me mine and my possessions. I really give them to me. I offer at the lotus feet of Bhakti Shiva. So that should be the topic belongs to us, the topic belongs to Krishna, that we give service for his pleasure, not by me. That's gratification. And in that mode, we can chant the Holy Name. Thus, as we hold on to our material attachment, it means we don't really have faith in Krishna. And that is the sense that we have faith in Krishna. Now there is also the effect of Pramana, attentive. And that, of course, is something that we have to work on at every moment. At every moment when we chant our mind, they wander. And we have to bring it back. Somehow get the mind to settle on the Holy Name. So by another Krishna, get the mind to settle on Krishna, sound of the Holy Name. And create an environment where our mind might be prone to be distracted. Now, just by sitting place or sit properly, dress, posture, and no distractions of people around, doing other things, perhaps interrupting the while you're chanting, and no computers, no cell phones, no television, or whatever. And just you and the Holy Name. But
you and Krishna, entire focus on Krishna. And that is what would be easier to chant the potential of action in our heaven. And when we chant with that effort, trying to give up a sense of special defense that makes it clear to Krishna that we are serious about our relationship, that we are serious in our desire to serve Him, serious in our efforts to develop our love, and He will support us. That our chanting is very exciting. A chant can be boring. But when we chant, the hope that we're spending time with Krishna, we're developing our relationship with Krishna. And feel Krishna's conversation, chanting so exciting. I'm sure we're spending time with your favorite person. Of course, in any relationship, there are difficulties. But in the case of our relationship with Krishna, the holy name has a difficulty that I'm created by Him. Problems are there on our side.
Okay, on the wall. No, we got on the wall.
forward.
Yes.
Offer your obeisance. And then sit there.
My respectful obeisance to my Guru, Swami, and also to Prabhupada.
So, what are the four principles that you agreed to follow?
No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and
and in no intoxication, what is included?
Including tea and coffee.
So, no hard drink.
Okay. And, alright, that's very nice. And then, how many rounds do you chant in the book every day?
Minimum 15 rounds.
And what about on the Kadasi?
On the Kadasi, I cried 64.
Good. Okay, well, two of us have said at least 25 if possible. What is very good. Alright, and on this auspicious occasion, or Augustus Sunday, is there anything else you would like to say?
I'm very grateful and you for your mercy of sharing me at an early day. I'm really very, very thankful to you and to my sister Master and to Dada Raji Hari. That he has come as we are like to have, and I would always be very, very grateful, and I would try my very best to continue my spiritual advancement under your guidance.
Yes, and that's very nice. You should always stay on the association of devotees, of ISKCON devotees, followers of all sides. And take good instruction from all your authorities, your devotees, well-wishers. One has only one shiksha guru, but he may have many shiksha gurus. So that's nice. That's nice. You have the association of those that we have. Alright, well, I have your feet here, but I am not able to have them in person through the telephone, but you can imagine that I am holding your feet over your pots and I'm dropping your feet into your pots. And your name is Bhagavad Das. Of course, Bhagavad means literally something in relation to Bhagavan, Krishna. And specifically, it means the book Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the person Bhagavat. The pure devotee. So Bhagavad Das means that you are meant to serve all the Bhagavatam, and especially the book Bhagavat, by reading it and distributing it and distributing the knowledge in it and applying the knowledge in it and serving the person Bhagavat.
chakrayam shubhadrishum shambhagavat saibaya bhagavati kamashwati bhakti bhakti bhakti. That by serving the Bhagavad, all that we may not wish to abide becomes destroyed, punished, and trapped in that natural body. Service to the glorious Lord becomes established and the revelation of that Ishta. Very good. And now, given your age and desire, we will also be giving you seven initiations. We're very well recommended by your authority there. Seems like a good to encourage you in your service, seven initiation. But of course, this card that when I give you the mantra, this cannot be done in such a way that others hear it, especially those who do not already have the Gayatri mantra. So I guess we could, well, there's two ways. I guess we'll come to Madhavak. Decide which is best. One is we sort of take leave of all the devotees and let them go to take rest. They can be ready for their service tomorrow. Or we can just turn the speaker phone off. That won't work because Omkar himself has to repeat the words. Alright, so I think maybe we'll do this. We'll officially end the meeting. And it was wonderful being with you all on this special occasion. Almost being with you in person. Very nice. And I hope that you want to say right now. But like you can take teeth and go to Bhadava and maybe put in some bigger other gods like Prabhupada's quarters and can remain. But I thank you all for your nice association. So keep chanting. Keep chanting and chanting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Hari.
Shri
Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman
Ki Jai.
Shri Gauri Kai
Ki Jai. Hare
Krishna. Lord Bhakta Vritti Ki
Jai.
Jai Lord Krishna. Oh, now one thing, is there any prasad?
Yes, Maharaj, that's from the Prasada Maharaj. So Maharaj, last time what we did is we
asked for
the Prasada Maharaj to die. So I can't do that.
Yeah, Maharaj,
so it's again.